Hi, join us for Grey's Anatomy, Season 13, Episode 4, Falling Slowly. We'll be right back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh. And then there was three.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. Grey's Anatomy is back, and we are back. Mm-hmm. I am your host, Kelly, and I've got two people with me today.
Yay.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi, Kel.
Yes. Hey.
What's up? We're all together.
I know. So introduce yourselves, ladies.
Asking you shall receive. I saw the comments and said, we want at least three people. Well, you got it today. I'm Shannon Bobo. You find me at everywhere at Shannon Bobo on Twitter, Facebook, whatever.
Okay, I missed you guys last week.
Yeah, I missed you too.
It's so nice to be all together.
I know. For those of you that didn't meet me the first week, I'm Haley Clover. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover.
Lots and lots of stuff going on today.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it was... So I was reading some of the comments, and I feel like a lot of people last week thought it was a pretty slow episode.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of think today was a little bit. It was a little much of a downer.
Today was kind of slow.
I thought
last week
was a
very
downer.
It was very meaty for me.
Like
just loving on each other, but the family dynamics. This week was kind of a downer.
I saw some people complaining about Arizona getting like no airtime.
Oh yeah,
I know that didn't really bother me that much.
No?
She's not my favorite character.
No,
I don't.
I
dislike,
love Arizona.
No, I don't dislike her by any means. But I'm not like it would be different if all of a sudden Alex for me was gone. I'd be like.
Right.
I need Krev back with her. I was just like, that's good.
And I feel the exact opposite then.
Well, that's why we're sitting next to each other.
Well, speaking of Alex, I know as you know, we're going through the comments and just different people posting, and there was a lot of people live tweeting and stuff tonight. Everybody's opinion of Alex is very interesting because a lot of people are mad thinking he's getting off easy. There's some people that feel like he, you know, being in the clinic is kind of like jail for him and he's paying that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of in the middle about it. I absolutely believe that 100% what he did was wrong. And but I also believe that he knows that.
Oh, yeah. He
which
knows.
Is very different from I feel how his character has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Where
yeah.
he never really stood up and took responsibility. And I think tonight's episode showed the evolution of how far he's come just based on him diagnosing the young girl in the clinic
and
not wanting to take credit for it, which is a big deal.
Huge, huge for his ego. I mean, he knows better. He's in his place. I feel like he gets it. He understands. I'm with you. He does need some sort of punishment, but this is torture for him.
Yeah.
This is torture for him not being able to do that boil even. He's like, no, you can't even.
You
that
can't
was
even
disgusting.
Drain an abscess.
Yes, that was disgusting.
Well, I guess we can't say that he's gotten off scot-free yet.
Nope.
No.
We still haven't gone through any of the court trials. So he very well may still be going to jail, which would be the ultimate punishment because he would lose his license and, you know, wouldn't practice medicine again. And like you said, we see him diagnosing this one in a million disease. He's an amazing doctor, and it really for me, I do like his character because seeing him from the badass that he was when he started to this kid loving, you know,
well, that's the thing. Like, we don't know which one we're gonna get. Like, if he snaps, he's like a snap. You know what I mean? He needs counseling. More than anything, he needs counseling.
Though he hadn't snapped.
Yeah.
Right.
So it
but
was
he
almost
could
just
snap
that.
At any moment.
Sure, he could. I mean, because he did. But I like to. I like him.
And that's the reason why Meredith loves him too. We like him. We like him. We don't dislike him. But he definitely needs to. He could snap at any moment.
And he's always had a bit of. He's always had anger issues.
Yes.
And, but I think a lot of that too. If we go deeper into his character, you have to remember like his relationships, and even when he was with Izzy and all that he went through with that, and her getting sick, and then ultimately leaving him. He walks in and he sees Joe, who he wants to marry, and she's already said no, and he's dealing with all that. He walks in and sees her. So I think it was a culmination of all of those things that he already has a bad temper, he has this history, and he just couldn't deal with it because he's somebody that doesn't really deal with things very well, and now he's having to deal with all of it at once.
Well, I think any normal man probably would have also beat up DeLuca, but not to that extent.
Right? No, I don't think any...
I mean, punching him or pushing
him,
like at
pushed
least
him away,
you know,
and maybe
something.
Hit him, but not to that extent.
Not definitely.
Like, if
crazy.
My boyfriend walked in and thought that I was being taken advantage of, he would never, I mean, I don't think he'd physically be able to do what he did to Luda, but it would be something. Like, he wouldn't just be like, hey, throw him
yeah, it's a natural reaction, right. But not to that extent. That's just psycho. Yeah. Right.
But also thinking, like, now, and he's in the Denny Duquette clinic, of all things, right. To be played. And they kept, like, close up on that, showing that today, because I feel like it's just kind of all full circle now. Like, we see kind of maybe why he could have reacted that way, if you want to kind of get into his
psyche.
And then, you know, him being okay with it, you know. And at the end of it, by the end of it, he's like, you know what? I'm going to go to jail. Like, it is what it is. But I diagnosed this one in a million case, and I feel good about it. Yeah. Like, today was a
he's
good
serving
day.
Serving his purpose.
Like, I'm going to deal with whatever comes, and this is how
And I think he realized that because he was put in the worst situation in his mind, being put in the clinic, not being able to use his talents, yet he still got to, and there was something that he got out of it, just means that he can probably find something to do in the worst case scenario, if he does go to jail.
Yeah, he's like a roach. Roach can survive anything.
He's not a roach.
Oh, just have to put that in there.
Well, and then on the other side of it, I still feel really bad for DeLuca. I mean, he feels very alienated.
Very.
I don't think he's wrong for... I mean, he...
He just got beat up.
Like, but... The worst that, well, not the worst because he's okay, but like just about the worst anybody could. There was a lot of consequences that could have happened to him, but didn't, luckily. So I don't necessarily feel that he's wrong for doing, for standing up for himself and, you know, wanting justice for what happened to him.
Absolutely.
But I just feel bad that everybody's just kind of staying away and he feels so kind of on his own dealing with
it. It's still just this awkward situation between everyone. You know, like, no one wants to be here, but here we are. But he found some solace with Joe. Like, they were able to...
A little bit.
She can't really speak to anybody either.
Those two are going to have something going on soon?
I think it kind of looked like that. It looked like that
a little bit tonight.
I don't know. What do you guys think? But I think it looked like that a little bit tonight.
The sandwich eating.
Yeah.
Gave me a little bit of a... I think it kind of could...
I think DeLuca may be too afraid that he may get his butt kicked again. I would stay away from that with a 10-foot pole if I was DeLuca.
I don't know. But then there's also kind of a camaraderie there. He knows a secret about her. You know, they can't talk about anything but talk to each other. So you never know.
That's true.
How long do we give until that secret comes out?
Ooh, I because hope it comes out. It's got to come out.
During the court?
I hope it's this season.
I definitely hope it's this season. Right. I wonder if we're even going to... Do you think they're going to do the whole court thing and do all of that?
I don't know.
Possibly.
I was surprised that would take a while.
And I was surprised that they didn't do very much of it already. So I'm not really a big fan of those kind of drawn-out court cases in a show like this. So I kind of hope that it doesn't really get like that. But
we saw scenes from next week at the first episode, and... It's not actually, it hasn't happened yet.
Right.
It's like DeLuca kind of yelling in court. So we're going to see something eventually. I just don't know to what extent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of hope it's not like, I don't necessarily, maybe like one episode, but I don't want to necessarily
drawn out.
Like
it's not drawn fun, out. But you know there's going to be other things going on. They'll still have the hospital going, but we got to have a resolution to that. Either, I don't think he's spending any time in jail. I don't think so. I think he's just going to get punished. But he is in his living hell right now, not being able to do what he was put on his purpose, live his purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, what do we think about April and Jackson being so polite to each other? They're driving each other nuts.
Trying to cohabitate. What is that? What did she say? Co-parenting, conscious parenting? I guess that's what they're trying to do.
Conscious uncoupling.
Conscious. You know, like, just trying to be polite to each other, walking on eggshells. That was awkward.
She gets up in the morning and grinds coffee.
Doesn't even
want to
do it.
How good does that sound, though?
I know. I wish somebody got up in the morning and ground coffee for me.
He didn't like it, though. He's but then I gotta talk to her.
And even like she said to Arizona, I have to be so nice because I'm a guest. And she's like, you're not a guest.
Girl, you had his baby. You had his baby.
I know you. That was the most traumatic birth ever. Oh, you should be able to do whatever you want.
If I had a baby by a man, I'm like, this is even when he's married. When I come over, I'm like, I had his baby. I'm doing whatever I want to do in his house. Even when if we've been divorced for 20 years, I'm like, but I had his baby.
Right.
So I'm going to this
entitled.
Room.
You push anything out of your vagina and or get ripped out of your stomach, you're entitled to.
Oh, I know.
Most dramatic way. She's still being polite.
I know. That was pretty funny. She goes to the hospital 6 hours before her appointment so she can sleep.
And I thought the cutest thing was she's like, about the baby. So she's stronger than I am. Like, when she said that, it was so cute.
I saw a couple people on our YouTube and stuff were discussing how she could potentially or possibly have postpartum depression. I don't think that she does.
I see that, too.
I saw what do you guys think?
Oh, right away, there's always a possibility, but right. I'm not seeing that at all. Except for that room, the part where she was with Stephanie, mm-hmm. that seemed a little bit, when they were in the mm-hmm. that maybe, I started thinking about that comment.
I did, too, on that scene, actually. Yeah.
Yes, but then, I don't think so. I mean, again, I've never had a child, so I don't know what that postpartum depression means.
I don't know the symptoms or all of the mm-hmm. symptoms, because I feel like a lot of women that don't have postpartum still can have a ton of anxiety and stress,
right?
And not necessarily be diagnosed with postpartum depression. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm not an expert. I mm-hmm. wouldn't know.
Yes. Yeah.
I've had a few friends that have gone through it when they've had kids. I mean, not okay. to an extreme, but they've kind of like had a little bit of feelings sure. of it and all of that. And the big thing that they've said, and I don't know, and I'm absolutely not an expert or anything, but it's just a detachment and just not wanting to kind of be around was kind of the big thing.
Okay.
And, I don't see that.
No, I don't see that at all. They both really love this little girl, Harriet.
If anything, so I would have assumed that it would have been more post-traumatic stress disorder from the actual way right. that she gave birth.
That would be more logical.
I would have thought that would have been her.
Well, I feel like in the scene where and when they're both at the house and the baby's asleep, that I feel like there was a bond with her and the baby. At least it seemed that way. So I mean, obviously we don't know.
And a bond between the two of them too. Right. I saw that like strengthening.
A little family.
It was a family.
Well, and immediately when modern she, family was in the hospital and wasn't allowed to hold her and move. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all she wanted to do was be near the right. baby. That's otherwise, so I think the mom would have been like, I just want to sleep. Like, can you please take her out of here so yeah. that I can get some rest? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't think so.
And I was a little bit upset with April because I felt like she was being a little selfish to Stephanie when she came in there and just kind of took over and she wouldn't let Stephanie sleep. She's like, okay, but I've just been up too. And I was
she's
like, wow.
She's hilarious.
Yeah, she's like unaware of other people.
April's always been selfish.
Yeah, she's very selfish.
Well, like, and she's always been a talker. Yeah. She has to stop talking.
That's always been my thing with her. And it's always driven me crazy, and I get into a lot of debates with different people because
I saw that for the first time today. And usually I really love her. I'm like, she's so cute. I can't wait till her family is around and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, that was annoying today. And then Stephanie, she was just sitting there like, and then she started snoring on top of all of that. I was like, really? So she has to get up in a few hours and help out Amelia.
This is actually the first time I'm really not that annoyed with her character.
Really?
Like right now. I think it's just kind of funny. That scene
uh-huh. annoyed me. I was like, so other people don't have a life? Like, can you go sleep somewhere else?
When she first came on and she was like a goody two shoes.
Oh, that was the worst.
That's when I was like, someone please hand me.
See, I liked her then. I'm like, April, I got a little annoyed.
Yeah.
I got a little annoyed with her today.
Yeah, but now I think it's cute, and I like that they finally decided to talk about it, and hopefully they can find their footing and really kind of have that relationship that they should have had from the beginning without
overthinking
them to
be together.
All of that.
A lot of our fans do not, and I still do.
I don't want them to be together.
I absolutely did not, but I'm thinking I might be changing my mind.
Okay.
Change your mind.
I thought it was going to be maybe
a situation with Arizona for saying you can move out now. I sensed a little drama with that. Like if Jackson ever found out that she's saying, I move out now. Mm-hmm. But that didn't end up to be anything.
I was just glad that he said, I don't want you to move out.
Yeah, they've actually talked about it. That they were actually honest with each other, which is something that they never really did. They always said it to other people, didn't really say it to each other. So I think that was really good.
That
so
seems to be the theme of the show. Everyone's always talking, not really saying what they really want to say to the actual person.
We saw some honesty tonight, though. Because that was like a scene where they were really honest with each other.
Fortunately. Yeah, that's good. But not with Meredith and Maggie.
Well, I don't know if Meredith will ever get it together when it comes to that. Like, she's just
Meredith
so...
doesn't tell the truth. She's an omitter. She omits the truth.
She doesn't want to deal with anything.
She doesn't lie, but
she did
just
was good with Riggs today. I thought that was pretty good how they... They're growing even closer on some levels.
Yeah, they're not done.
No, well, she's also not telling the truth. She doesn't want to deal with it. She doesn't want to like him, but she does.
Right. The way she handled the surgery thing, yes, they did have
Yes,
that was a very honest conversation that they had. I thought that was beautiful.
I liked
and it bonded
his
them
response,
even more.
But I liked his response. He's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You called her not all that for me to risk somebody else's life just for you.
Mm-hmm. Super
He's like, your stuff is not that good. He was basically
super
like, your
sexy.
Stuff is not that good, Meredith. So go sit down.
That was pretty good. But when they were on the
stairs. Get mad again.
I know. But when they were on the stairs, though, like, yes. she just yeah. is avoiding. She's just avoiding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, and I thought they were busted.
Yeah, I thought so, too. He covered that up so quick.
Yeah,
he
They're going to be in such trouble, though, when they are busted. I mean, it's
And it's making it worse. It's, like, getting worse, even though he's nothing's going on with him and Maggie. Well, but her feelings are still brewing because the one that you want, and if he doesn't want you, you want him even more.
Oh, yeah.
So I sense that she wants him even more right now.
Yeah, but and now she thinks that Meredith is helping her and going out of her way to, try to become friends. And she's like,
she's not a sister.
That's the worst.
They're just blood related, and that's it. Because that's not something a sister would do at all.
I mean, that would be tough when you meet your sister, like, 20 years later.
How many times has this happened to Meredith? I mean,
yeah,
come on.
How many random sisters? God.
But I think, for the most part, she does as well as she can. And I get it. You know, she was always on her own. She did everything alone. Mm-hmm. She never, you know, Christina was the closest thing she had to a confidant and talking about things. And they didn't
even
really.
That was her sister, then.
That was. And they didn't even really sometimes even get into it that much because Christina was like her. And she's like, I don't have time for this with you. Like, mm-hmm. what's mm-hmm. important? You know, we need to get into that OR. That's what's important. So I feel like it's just kind of her pattern. She just doesn't want to deal with it, so she doesn't. And I think it's mean, and I said this last time, like, I just think it's mean and she needs to cut it out. Like, at some point you have to kind of, where are her kids?
She even admits, I would be the worst parent ever. The kid is never in the picture. And Arizona's kid, like, the kids are just not even, I'm like, are the kids all right? What's going on?
They're just always at that hospital daycare.
I know.
Her kids are raised by the nurses. Like,
they don't now? Leave the hospital. Yeah, right, definitely.
Yeah.
They're in their first year of residency.
I gotta say, I love the guy who's playing the nurse. I love how Tamir is busting his balls, and I love it. He needs that. Alex needs that a little bit. So if that's he's like the prison warden for real.
Like,
he is in a prison.
Tamir, shut up.
But I'm so happy he had
an abscess.
I am so happy he's there to feel like Alex can be kind of a rat sometimes, and Tamir has him by the tail. Like, nope, you can't bust that boil. No.
But at the same time, Tamir would have discharged that girl in an instant. He doesn't have the mindset of a surgeon. Right. Mm-hmm. So the difference was Alex really wanted to find out what was wrong with this girl and help this girl, bringing in Weber to give her that mm-hmm. little talk, mm-hmm. you know, and figure out that she wasn't an alcoholic. But that would have never happened if we just let Tamir...
Right, because Tamir is running it like a clinic. That's not what he's not looking for those things. Right.
That's not what I was saying at all. I was saying that Tamir is, like, if we do want some justice for Alex, he is getting it through Tamir. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that Tamir is right or wrong or left or right. He's his punishment.
His warden.
Because Tamir is letting him know.
Yeah.
But you're right. Like, I agree with that, but that's not the point I was trying to make with that. Like, Tamir is getting in him.
No, I get it. He's making him follow the rules. He's mm-hmm. making him buy the book. Like, you are not allowed to do this. You cannot do. I don't care what you are in the hospital, in this clinic. That is not what you are.
Right.
I think this mirrors how American clinics are in a way. You know, like, it's a business. Get them in, get them out. Get them in, patch them up.
Yeah, they need the beds.
Yeah, needs the beds.
Yeah.
So that's all. Tamir's just doing his job.
Yeah.
Because Alex even said it. He's like, but it's my passion to whatever he said about, like, helping. People, he want to mm-hmm. help people. He's like, I'm doing my job by getting people in and out.
Yeah.
So it's just like they both have a motivation.
Oh, right. Absolutely. What do we think about this crazy glider accident?
Ooh, yes, Polly.
Could you imagine?
Oh, no.
No, because I wouldn't be doing that. No,
I wouldn't be either with my paraplegic husband.
You wouldn't do something that your significant other loved to do, just try it once, no matter the consequence.
No, I'll just be sitting on the corner cheering for you, baby. I'll be down here when you get back down.
I'll do anything, pretty much anything, as long as the consequence is not death.
Or being hurt for the rest of my life.
I would skydive probably. Eventually, I think I would like to do something like that. But
I recommend it.
You did it?
I did it.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah, it was.
See, I would do that, but I wouldn't eat a roach or anything like disgusting like that.
What is up with roaches?
I don't like roaches.
Do you have some in your apartment?
No, I don't have any roaches in my house. They're in my garden, and I don't appreciate them.
I don't know why I feel safer skydiving than hang gliding or whatever. Gliding.
I think it was scarier too because he was the pilot.
Right.
Yes.
So he, mm-hmm. but he had worked so hard for it. And that's what she said, that she tried it because he had worked so hard to do this. He really loved it.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of be hard to say know, maybe.
Yeah. And, but it wouldn't be hard for me.
It was definitely the ultimate consequence, and it was really, really unfortunate. And
it is unfortunate.
You know, it just... how do you go back to life? That, like, how did each one of them?
They love each other so much. It was the actors who played. Mm-hmm. I sense that they played that love for each other so well. She forgives them, and it's like, you know, they have another bond, I guess.
I don't know. I mean, I think eventually, yes, you would forgive him, but right away, I mean. You have to now learn how to not walk ever again. Like, that's... You can absolutely love someone and not like them right now. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
that's true.
You can absolutely be pissed at this person for a while until you can get over it. And eventually, I think they would, because he is in the same situation, so they can still do a ton together. It's not like they would ever be
Now she really knows hindered. How he feels. Right. Like, again, they have a
bond. But his guilt would always probably trump everything he does now forward in the relationship, which I then think would be really tough on a relationship. So I think it would be tough.
Mm-hmm. What about Meredith's pep talk to him? Was that surprising to you guys?
No. She's always got that good pep talk. She's been through so much, and she has been through some really crazy shit, and somehow she still comes up with just the perfect line to every patient when she needs to.
Yeah, I didn't really have a thought about it. Well, I thought just, it was neutral.
I thought it was really nice, and I think it kind of played into how I believe that she's feeling in this episode and why she keeps pushing Riggs away so much is because I think that she's, you know, consistently, like, thinking about her loss and with Derek, and she's telling him this is not the worst thing that could have happened because she's breathing. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just, I feel like when she does those pep talks, she's speaking from her heart and her experience, and it just goes in, and then she's sitting there, and she's like, I don't want to think about you. I don't want to question, you know, my job or my instincts or anything because I'm worried about you. I don't want to deal with this. And that's why I feel like she's just going back into, you know, hiding within herself and not dealing with it. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, looking at that couple and the accident and what happened and the fact that they can still be together kind of might leave her wanting a little bit.
Right.
Wanting. You know?
Like, her relationship back. Okay. And not wanting to necessarily move on yet. Because I just don't think she's still ready.
Yeah.
For the whole thing. To have to actually, you know, face it and be out in the open as much as he really wants to be. I mean, he asked her on the dates to go to the movies. How about I just show up there, you show up there,
and we just, like, hang out. That was really cute. He's not going to give up until he gets his conquest.
You
know, I don't know. I just see a lot of wanting. Maggie wants him. He wants her. Nah. Meredith just wants to keep the peace. And we never got on Owen and Amelia. What was up with them tonight?
Well,
she's just like, I don't know you.
I think she just started to freak out because not only does she not know little things about him, but he doesn't know her deep, dark secret. And she always, for a while, she was really kind of hanging on her drug abuse and the fact that her, you know, the love of her life OD'd and died. And, you know, she felt a lot of responsibility for that. And she had to kind of battle her way back to not only be respected in her field, but then all of the things that she dealt with, being competitive with her brother and just all of these other things. But it all kind of came back to her dark side. So, you know, she's sitting there. She asked him a question and something she didn't know. And then I think she just got in her own head and just started really just freaking out about all the things that she didn't know. And I thought her... conversation with Stephanie was really funny because she's like, I know that you like mushrooms. I know that you have this.
You don't like church.
And
that was cute.
I knew that before today. And then she just really kind of got in her own head.
Yeah. But I don't know my husband. I should have married you, Stephanie.
But I mean, that's kind of scary because especially because they did kind of get married so fast.
They did.
And I feel like it all kind of, like, came to a head, and she just got really scared. Well, what if he finds out this really ugly thing about me, and then he doesn't want to be with me anymore? Mm. What am I going to do?
Yeah, well, insecurities.
Yeah.
And I don't think she realized how many dark things he's done in the past.
Right.
So once she... Obviously, we saw once she did find out, it did make them even closer.
And I love that Meredith's pep talk sparked that in him. As he listened to Meredith telling telling the husband, Polly's husband, you guys love each other. You can say anything. Mm-hmm. And then he thought about it and he went home and did the same. And he repeated that. Right. And so so she helped two relationships with that one talk.
Okay, Meredith. Go Meredith. Meredith.
Brand points.
I know. But she's always helping everybody.
But she's still negative, 20 with her sister situation?
Yeah.
She won't help her sister.
Well, then she won't help herself.
No, and that's where's your kids, Meredith? Yes, Maggie's, we're judging you.
Maggie's just the casualty of her not dealing with her own stuff. That's mm-hmm. really kind of what that is.
Yes.
Well,
true.
Now we've got these two trying to have a baby.
I know. I think that's so cute, though, because that's all he ever wanted with Christina.
It is, but to me, when I saw the previews for next week, I was like, oh, come on, that was fast.
She's so
really?
Not going to be
like,
pregnant.
Oh, let's have a baby. The next week, she's like, I'm pregnant. I'm like, oh, really? That was a little fast.
No, but remember, she hasn't had the pregnancy test yet. She's just late. She's just late.
But we know in real life.
Yeah. She's pregnant.
She's pregnant, which means she's pregnant. Spoiler.
I think they're going to do the bags and the pillows, and she's not going to be pregnant.
Well, true. I don't know. Is she showing? Do we even know? Have we noticed? Are they just showing?
I haven't noticed anything. All from our YouTube viewers. Yeah. A couple of viewers said that mm-hmm. she was pregnant.
I was kind of looking and I didn't trying to figure out who might be pregnant. And I didn't really notice too much. I noticed that her face is a little bit fuller, mm-hmm. but I don't really notice much else. But I knew she was pregnant in real life. So
yes.
I don't know how they were going to do it. Well, then, I mean, is there anything else you guys want to go through as far as the is anything that we want to go back to?
I like that. I can never pronounce it. Yeah, of them sitting in the hospital room just eating lunch, and it felt a little bit more normal for the first time. I was like, okay, I like the that relationship,
and
I
just with Alex,
with Alex, and it just felt like home again. I was like, okay, there's a little bit more, and then Tamir got his little butt in there. I was like, get your butt back into that boil.
Made me sad for DeLuca because he doesn't have that, and
with
Alex
anybody,
has, you know,
true.
Alex has all that support. And it doesn't see, at least we're
Joe
not seeing.
Joe and DeLuca may end up being, so I don't think they're going to be lovers, but I think that's going to be a new avenue for them to have support with Arizona, too, maybe.
I hope so.
Did DeLuca have friends before the whole fight?
Well, they were all kind of friends together, like Ben and him and Stephanie and Joe. They all kind of, because they were mm-hmm. the interns yeah. together. I mean, we didn't really see them have
not the same
they
deep
were never
relationship.
That kind of close.
Yeah, they don't have years, though.
Usually.
Yeah.
Still wasn't that close with those.
No, but they were friendly. Right, they were friendlier. Right. Then now it's just like, they're all on opposite sides of the hospital. We don't really see that. Not that they don't. I mean,
Know. Yeah, because they haven't had any conversations or that alludes to them being close.
But the fun thing about Joe and DeLuca kind of coming together is that I feel like it's the same way with Joe. Like, nobody really, and I know we talked about this a little bit last week, nobody really has kind of gone to her and mentored her, done anything with her, and she has all of this crazy stuff mm-hmm. going on with her, which is another reason why I think
I hope that they're just friends. I don't want them to be lovers because I don't think it's necessary. I think they both mm-hmm. just need friends.
Yeah.
Like, just a support system.
Well, I want someone to kind of go to them and mentor them mm-hmm. and kind of help them.
Who could it be?
Along. I don't know. I don't know.
Bailey? Maybe Bailey or Weber? Maybe?
I think I kind of want to see Riggs do it with DeLuca.
Riggs would be a good...
I think that would be kind of fun to see him.
Hot man and hot man. I would love to see those scenes together.
Because he's different and he had that whole kind of messed up relationship with Owen that they're just kind of getting over.
That's true. Definitely is a theme of the show to take mm-hmm. one of the younger residents and have them have a mentor. It happened with Avery.
Maybe Jackson?
Yeah.
Jackson?
Well, Jackson's kind of doing it with Ben. Like, I feel like they have their kind of thing going
together.
On.
They're, they could add DeLuca.
They could, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, because... did you say Avery? Was that who
you
said?
Yeah, Avery. Mm-hmm.
Because Avery had Sloan. That was his mentor. And so mm-hmm. now he's so good, he could mentor somebody else.
He's doing it with Warren. Warren and then add DeLuca.
Yeah. I mean, could.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see. Well, why don't we get into predictions and then we can...
Yes, prediction time.
Get into it a little
now,
more.
You're after Buzz TV.
Predictions.
Okay, I say Amelia's not pregnant. Go.
She's pregnant. I was going to say she's pregnant.
She's pregnant. I think she's pregnant.
I don't know. I just want
I hope
to disagree.
She's not, but I think she is. Because I think that's just way too easy.
Yeah, I know.
Just write it in. We've tried it with the bags and the, people being pregnant on the show. Just write her in as pregnant.
Yeah. I think Maggie finds out next episode.
About, ooh, yes, I like that. I feel like she's going to walk in on them kissing.
This time they can't.
It was close.
You can't cover a kiss, but you can cover a conversation.
It was close.
So I think she's going to find out next week.
I mean, Meredith is going to need to get laid at some point. She loves sex. So
yes, she does.
I mean, thank you.
Where's those kids? Maybe the kids will come back for an episode.
I mean, it's the best stress reliever, right? I mean, she's got all the episodes she can go around, you know?
Right. Those are my predictions.
Yeah, I think that's it. DeLuca will get closer with the Jackson. That's my prediction, too.
Okay. All right.
Maybe.
We'll see. I don't know.
And Alex, prediction on Alex.
Alex is going to jail.
He's not going to jail.
Alex is in jail.
He's in jail. Alex is in jail right now with Tamir. Tamir's going to keep busting his balls.
I don't know. I like Tamir. I want to see a lot more of Tamir. I like him.
Oh, I did not like
Where's
Tamir.
He from?
No, I thought he was fun.
Oh, you don't like
because
Tamir.
I don't like them stopping Alex from. I mean, he's such a good doctor that I don't like to
Alex
see.
Alex did it to himself.
He sure
I
did.
Know.
He did.
I
this is his jail.
Him not work in the clinic, so I don't have to see him like so
not
hard.
Be able to be.
But he could do it behind the scenes and then have all the patients think he's an asshole because that girl was not filling him. She did not like him.
Well,
she said, see, that other doctor wouldn't have gotten
an alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thing was telling the truth. She's like, literally, I had one beer.
Leave me alone.
You see how she called the Alex out? Yeah. She said, well, Alex, you know, he wouldn't have gotten it. He wouldn't have understood that I was, you know. And he's the one who said. And he said, she has no idea.
That was my question. Do we know what that disease actually does to your body? Is that a real disease?
Ellis, yeah. I did not Google it.
But maybe one of you guys can and leave it
Google
on YouTube
it.
For us in the comments. But it seemed like all of those things, like dehydration and her symptoms.
Deborah said she could have died. So I just wonder whether it just exacerbates
her
body so
much. That storyline's not finished. I feel like we might get more into that as she gets.
And
she may get
adorable.
Into the hospital.
I hope that girl comes back because she's awesome.
I feel like that storyline's not done, so I think we're going
to
see a little bit more
like
of that.
I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
it would
definitely
be interesting, for sure, definitely. All right, well, I think that's it for us.
Yes.
Thank you guys for hanging out. Definitely check us out on YouTube, iTunes, download, rate, comment. We love reading all about your comments. Thank you so much for all of the warm welcomes. I'm so happy to be back. And now we've got three. It's so fun. So make sure to go to social media and follow me at Kelly with an IE 079.
And yeah, you can follow me, Shannon Bobo, everywhere.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Haley Clover.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.